you have a situation that's very dangerous because he is, if I mean, there's been a bit of discussion about his mental state. For me, there's no problem at all. He's clearly psychopathic, but intelligent and manipulative. One of the clear characteristics of psychopathy is obviously they don't have much sort of feelings for individuals. They treat them as objects. So for him, disposing of these children was about the same level as you kind of like destroying bacteria by throwing bleach down the toilet. But in terms of the other characteristics, many sort of psychopaths are very charming. One of the characteristics is given as charm and disarm. So his ability to actually begin to endear people, and I can imagine that there are people out there wavering slightly who are not part of an extreme group and are not part of the assumed intelligentsia who can see through his arguments and see the shortcomings of what he's saying. But those people who are waving are not quite sure and don't quite understand the full wherewithal, maybe seeing all these niceties in court, handshaking, his charismatic appearance, and his strength of character, and that is one of the things that does appeal to these extremist groups, is someone who looks strong, does not waver from carrying out, you know, horrendous acts, is clear of mind. And unfortunately, somebody who's a psychopathic killer such as him will fall into that category and become a figurehead.
I do agree with some of what you say, Dr. Holmes, but one of my biggest concerns is, as you say, that people will be inspired by or, I don't know, get an idea from this man who's done all that he has. And I think that's one of the main reasons why they decided not to televise his statement. But what they've done instead is allow the press to reference everything that's going on. So he is being broadcast live. Really.
I mean, the thing is, it does remove, if you like, that charismatic quality that a lot of kind of people that have risen to power as such, or influence at least, in these positions have, you know, rhetoric and what have you, and a style of delivery that does, as it were, inspire others. They've removed that aspect, but what they have done is further facilitating, because if he's talking away live to everyone, he's talking in Norwegian, and it's only really going to have resonance in Norway, because the rest of the world wouldn't understand it. What they're getting is a perfect transcription and translation through the press, which is going to reach the biggest audience it possibly could.
And I think that's where the Norwegian